Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about politics, obviously, as we always do. But we're also going to talk about ghosts, paranormal, demons, and, of course, we are going to cover some of the Halloween scary movies, right? Tomorrow on our show, which is Wednesday. It's technically going to be Thursday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am going to have a guest here on the show The guest is named Stephen Douglas King, and he is going through directing and movie making, and he's actually getting into a new line of work of horror movies. So he's going to kind of cover some of the scary movie topics, and it's going to be pretty interesting. It really is. So that's tomorrow, and Stephen Douglas King Jr. is fantastic of knowledge of movies, horror movies, fiction, you know, you name it. He's really into that kind of stuff. And so I hope that if you want to kind of ask him a question and try to stump him, this man is very smart when it comes to horror movies. So I hope that you will join us tomorrow and call in and ask him a question, you know. So we're going to talk about this kind of stuff today on the show. And there is really some spooky stuff out there, right? I have been watching people with their Halloween costumes. And, you know, I'm kind of trying to think of one myself, you know, because I'm like, what am I going to dress up as? Obviously, there's a lot of movies that were coming out this year. And I would say the big ones that are going to take place are, I would say, probably Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, right? And the Elvis movie. I think those are the two are going to be popular costumes this year. That's my thoughts. That's what I think is going to happen. I think there's going to be a lot of those costumes, a lot of Elvises going around. So when you see the kids coming up or adults dressing up, probably for parties and so forth, get ready for, thank you very much, baby. I'm looking for a fried peanut butter nana sandwich, mama. I just want to get that, baby. Thank you very much. That and, you know, I need the speed. What is it? I have the need for speed. Yeah, Top Gun. But those are going to be probably the two hot costumes this year. I think there's going to be some other ones out there, too. I think. I really do. Maybe Spider-Man. Spider-Man might be a really big costume this year. And not only Spider-Man, but what was the one movie? It was a Marvel movie that came out. Oh my God, what was the name of that movie? Doctor Strange, right? Doctor Strange. I hope we see a lot of that, man. You know, like the third eye and stuff like that. That would be a pretty cool costume. It really would. But then again, you're going to have the crazy, stupid stuff of politics, right? Because it is November. And it's election time. So you're going to see people dressing up as probably Ted Cruz, Lauren Boebert. Maybe they're going to dress up as Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ooh, that would be spooky. That's a fucking nightmare in itself, right? Donald Trump. Absolutely. I think if people dress up as Donald Trump, I think that would be probably the scariest costume of all costumes right there now, you know. Of course, they could actually have somebody dress up as Donald Trump and then have all these, like, documents hanging out of his pants. And then be like, where's the classified documents, Donald? Right there, they're in your pants. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I'm going to find out. I haven't really seen a lot of Halloween costumes, people dressing up yet. But this is the weekend coming up where people are going to start dressing up because Halloween's next week, and it's going to get interesting, right? So I would like to ask you, and you can answer this if you want to. You don't have to if you just like to listen. I understand that. But if you would like to participate, I would like to know what your favorite Halloween movie is. What is your favorite Halloween movie, and why do you like that movie? Also, do you have any scary ghost stories? I mean, that is really what is kind of a key topic here. Knowing that people have probably have witnessed, somebody out there has witnessed ghost stories, right? I have a few myself. I used to be a paranormal investigator. I was a demonologist, and I actually went around and I would investigate people's homes. Now, I would say, you know, I probably have done over maybe about, I would say maybe 8,000-9,000 different investigations. And I went to people's homes, and I was with a team at the time here in Cincinnati, Ohio. The one team that I was with was East Side Paranormal Society, and a very good team, by the way. They were very professional. They knew their stuff. And they were the type of people that didn't just jump out and say, well, you know, that's a ghost. That's a ghost. They really debunked a lot of material to make sure that it wasn't just something natural sounds that we were hearing pertaining to that versus something that was haunted or a ghost. Now, like I said, I went into schooling. I took a class that they have. It's in parapsychology. And so I got to learn about parapsychology. So that is basically the science or the psychology part of the paranormal. And a lot of it can be explained, to be honest with you. A lot of it can be explained. I'm not going to lie about that. And what I mean by a lot of it being explained, I'm saying that there are times when people think they hear ghosts or see ghosts, and then there's something that is called the pareidolial effect, which is where you see something that you think is there, but it's not there. So it's almost like a shadow figure or shadow in the mind. The brain tricks you to think that's what it is. So what they found out is that when you are born with that mechanism in your brain to basically make out shadows and shadowy type of, you know, figures and so forth. When you're a baby, that's what you see most of the time is shadowy figures, shadows, and stuff like that. So your eyes have not developed to be able to see clearly yet. So when you're an infant, you're clearly looking at as, you know, these shadow type of things, you know. And then as your brain develops, you start to see images as they come into focus. But a lot of times that can be explained as this type of psychology of the brain. Now, something else that's really interesting too is that people in the brain have to have that fear factor. What I mean by that is there's a fear factor of fight or flight, right? And you're either going to fight it or you're going to flee and run like hell. And so the brain automatically has to go into that mechanism. So there's a lot of adrenaline rush. If you ever notice when people are in a haunted location, sometimes, a lot of times, I'm not going to say sometimes, there'll be a lot of times people will start to panic a little bit, right? Because they start to become on end or edge-wise. And so their heart's racing. They're starting to sweat. They're starting to become a little more anxious. And that's what this is a part of. The body goes through this process. And a lot of times that's what's going on in a haunted location. Something else that happens is it can be natural, like a natural situation. And what I mean by that is, for example, in a lot of homes, there is something that is a gas that is odorless. You cannot see it. You can't smell it. And so, therefore, you don't even know it exists in your home, in the basement, or around the basement. This stuff is called radon gas. And radon gas is invisible. And the only way to find out if you have a radon gas leak is to use a radon detector that you can buy at any kind of, like, you know, hardware store. But the key part of this is to check to see if you have a radon gas leak in your home or in that location that you're in, to see if there is a high level of it leaking out. Because if there is, a radon gas leak can cause people to hallucinate and see images and hear things. It almost brings people to a psychotic moment. So you have to make sure that there's not a gas leak or a radon leak on there, right? So, because that's what's really important. A lot of people, I noticed when I was watching Paranormal Teens, that they would not check for this type of stuff. They would go in and instantly want to run right into a location and do a ghost hunt without even taking the other precautions and measures that you should do to rule out any of the possibilities of natural sounds in natural situations. Another thing is that some people's homes are not grounded, okay? What I mean by grounded is that, excuse me for a minute. So some people's homes, when you have like a high electronic field around the house, if somebody has not grounded a home, it will put off high electronic pulses, which can cause people to hallucinate as well. So this is another factor that you have to make sure that this is something that's not going on. Also, did you know that electronic fields like that can also boost paranormal entities to show themselves more, be stronger? So this can also go either way. That's why they always say, if you ever watch ghost hunting shows like Taps, Ghost Adventures, so forth and so forth, they always say, well, you know, there's a high EMF field, electronic magnetic field. That is important because that's showing that the ghost or entity is building up on this energy source that it's trying to build up on, right? So it can actually take energy from people or humans themselves, and it can happen. And then they would use that energy to help manifest or communicate with a person. So this is why I always brought this up when I did it. Now, here's the other thing. So I went through the schooling of parapsychology. Very interesting subject, too. If you've ever studied parapsychology, you need to study it. It's really interesting. It's a very interesting field to be in. So I went through that, and then I went through the next step of going into demonology. And so I started to study demonic beings that are out here attacking people, right? Because there are true demonic beings that do exist in this world. And so they do exist. I've actually had recordings of it. I have evidence of demonic beings. And I got to tell you, this stuff is real. It's as real as it gets, man. And, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it is some serious shit. Really, it is. So I used to go in and do home blessings for people, and I used to do what we call house exorcisms or exorcisms, period, or a deliverance, if you want to call it that as well, on people and on their homes. So it was something that I did for a very long time. I don't do it anymore. I got out of the field. And since it's Halloween, I'm just going to bring this stuff up. And I'll share some of my stories in the next couple of days as well, because I have a lot of stories I can share, but I'll share a few of them as we get closer and closer to Halloween. But tomorrow, the guy that we're going to have on the show, Stephen Douglas King Jr., is really a fascinating person to talk to about knowing about the horror movies and all these movies like Freddy versus Jason, Jason, Freddy, Halloween, what else? We have Tales from the Crypt. We have Psycho. We have vampires and so on and so on. He knows a lot about this. And we're going to be asking him questions and trying to stomp him. I mean, I really want to stomp him. I do. I really get his ass because I know that he's so good at this that I want to trick him. And maybe you can do it, you know, tomorrow. But he's a very serious person when it comes to these movies. He knows his shit. He really does. He really does. But we will get into that as well. But before we get into the Halloween stuff, let's get into politics. I want to get into politics and get that out of the way. As you guys know, Donald Trump has been making some serious accusations. As it comes into the midterms, he's really focusing on trying to put a lot of lies out there. What's funny is that he puts these lies out here, and then he asks for money from his people. Now, I got to tell you, if anybody out here is giving money to Donald Trump, you got to really be stupid. Really, you have to be really that dumb. This man is a con man, and he's been taking your money for a very long time. And you're going to give him more of your money than I got to be honest with you. You need to go take a tack hammer and knock yourself in the fucking head because you're that damn dumb. Donald Trump is not going to do anything for you. You think he is, but he's not going to help you. He doesn't give two shits about you or your family. And he's out there to make he's out there to make money for himself. Understand that all Donald Trump cares about is making money off of his people. He is a scammer. He will always be a scammer. And all of his little fucked up things that he had, like his colleges and stakes and soap on a rope of Donald Trump or whatever the hell he was selling, the wines, you name it, he was selling it. And he was selling the stupidest shit that he got in trouble for. And then he was making his mega shit and all that stuff. Do you know what? It's funny, he talks about American values, right? Donald Trump always talks about America. We got to make America great again. But the problem is, Donald Trump has all the products that he makes comes from China. This man has a factory, factories in China. And so he has Chinese people make it, like that mega fucking hat that you like to wear on your forehead is made in China from Chinese people at probably like 20 cents an hour. And you're buying it thinking that it's all about America. No. It's not about America. It's about Donald Trump and making money off of his fucking idiots. So here's what he's trying to do now. So this man is going even one step further. After getting money from his followers, from rallies and all these rallies he's attending, now he's going as far as, he even tried to say he was going to build a wall. Remember when he said he was going to build that wall? Oh, my God. And the funny thing is that he said he was going to build a wall that the Mexican government was going to pay for. He promised to the people that Mexico was going to pay for that beautiful wall. And guess who didn't pay for it? Mexico. Then he went to his followers and said, well, they're not going to pay for it. I'm going to ask for money. Come on, help me, Steve Bannon. So Steve Bannon built a website saying, build this wall, donate. And all of his followers donated money to his fucking wall. And guess what happened? No wall was built because they kept the fucking money and they scammed his followers. Now, you know, his followers, we're talking about his followers who probably have one tooth in their fucking mouth, who can't even afford the bread on their table, but yet they're going to give him money to build a wall. That's what these people are. These are his followers, these idiots, these redneck, toothless fucking hillbillies. That's what they did. They all donated the money, and now the money is gone. And Steve Bannon's actually is going to prison for this shit. So, you know, and Donald Trump, I'm sure he'll follow right behind because he's going to go to prison for the same shit for doing a scam. It's what it is. It's a scam. And his followers still listen to what he says when he keeps telling the people that the election was stolen. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. Donate money to my cause. Because the election was stolen. Help me. Send money. That's what he's doing. He's actually asking you to send him money to a cause that doesn't even fucking exist. And you are sending money to him. And he is taking that money. And he's buying probably shit paper or diapers, because obviously the man has to wear diapers because he's sucking and snorting too much Adderall. Yeah, Donald Trump snorts a lot of fucking Adderall. So when he's out there allegedly snorting this Adderall shit, you know, he's got to wear a diaper. He's shitting himself because he can't even function anymore. And the man is out there roaming this earth being a fucking idiot, stealing documents from the United States government, by the way. And not only that he stole those documents from the United States government, he kept these fucking documents. I really, truly can't believe that people have not went off on this fucking idiot for what he's done by stealing documents from the United States government. And you know that these documents are important. I mean, these are fucking nuclear documents. These aren't just like some little bullshit things. These are nuclear documents. They were pertaining to the nuclear warheads and nuclear codes that we have. And this man was holding these documents. See, people, you need to understand that that's what we're dealing with here, is this idiot that is a danger to our country. And I'm going to say this, and I really don't care if it really bothers you as a Trump supporter or a mega idiot, but, you know, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden was right when he said that MAGA is a threat to our democracy. This man said the truth, and really, they are a threat to our democracy. They're a threat to our country. Anybody who goes out and attacks our government and commits an act of domestic terrorist attack upon our nation and then says it's okay for that, is something wrong with them, okay? This is no different than ISIS and Osama bin Laden. I mean, they should call him Trump bin Laden now because that's who he is. Or Trump Manson, that's what he is. He actually tells his followers, you know, he commands them what he wants them to do, and then they go out and they do it because they're fucking idiots. But the funny thing is that Bob Woodward, I don't know if anybody's seen this or not, but Bob Woodward, if you remember Bob, he wrote a book. And so Bob Woodward, he had these audio tapes, right? And Donald Trump was actually on these audio tapes because he was doing the interview with Bob Woodward. And he was talking about classified documents. And he was talking about these classified documents to Bob Woodward. This is what Donald Trump was doing. Talking about national security documents to Bob Woodward. And so we have to realize that this is kind of a scary situation when Donald Trump is telling people about documents that he has, right, that he owns. And we need to really be concerned about that because these documents that he had in his possession are, like I said, it was a national threat to our country. So what I'm saying is, and it's plain as day, I mean, it's crystal clear if anybody can really focus on this, everything that Donald Trump does has been a threat to our country from day one. This man opens his mouth, he's a threat to our country. This man steals documents, he's a threat to our country. This man tells his followers to attack the Capitol building and commit domestic terrorist attack, he's a threat to our country. So in the nutshell, Donald Trump is truly 100% a threat to our country. And I know that that's going to hurt the Trump supporters out there because they're going to say, no, he's not. He's not a threat. But he is a threat. He is truly, truly a threat. It scares me that his followers go as far as getting crazy enough to believe anything this man says. And they will follow through with anything that he says. I mean, I think that they are, without a doubt, that they are really kind of scary people in a sense. I kind of get worried on these guys, you know, these people like that, only because when it comes to Donald Trump supporters, you know, these people are kind of dangerous in a sense, but they're also mischievous on what they do and how they act. And so again, you know, you got to kind of keep an eye out for these people, right? Because they can do something to us, right? And they can really cause a serious situation. And that's the part that worries me, is how much of a threat they truly are to our nation. Only because they're really scary. They truly are. And for them to come out and start acting like a bunch of fucking idiots, and then going out and displaying the American flag. By the way, when they display the American flag, they display it wrong. They totally display it wrong. And they talk. They take the American flag, and then they display the Trump flag right next to the American flag, or on the other side of their pickup truck, and they put it equal with the American flag. I don't know if you know this or not, if you are actually smart enough to understand this, but the American flag has to rise above any other flag. But they keep it equal to a Trump flag and to a – now they're starting to put out these new flags that are these new militia flags, by the way. If you see these yellow flags flying around, they're militia flags. These flags are flags that they're flying to show of white supremacy and nationalism. They are also flying not only that flag, but the Israel flag. Now, the only reason why they're flying these two flags is to show of white nationalism and showing that whites are the supreme race. That's why they fly them. Again, it's just fucking hillbillies here. That's what we're dealing with, a bunch of fucking redneck hillbillies. And it's not the good hillbillies. It's the fucking idiotic hillbillies. That's the part that's scary. It's not the smart hillbillies. It's the fucking crazy hillbillies. Oh, my God. If you ever see one of these idiots running around, you need to be really on the lookout for them, man, because they are a true threat to our country. And these are the people we need to be arming ourselves against, is these fucking idiots, because they're carrying a weapon, an AR-15, thinking that they are the white supremacy of the white race, talking about how they should take control of women's rights and women themselves, that a woman has no control or should have no control of her own body. That's what these guys want you to believe. They want you to believe that there is a true threat to our immigration and that the immigrants are bringing fucking fentanyl over one by one in their pockets or whatever. They want you to believe this, but it's not true. When the Republicans open up their mouth, they are just telling out lies. QAnon conspiracy lies. But America is getting tired of it. America has had enough of the Republican Party. And I'm telling you, in November, coming up around the corner, It's time to vote these motherfuckers out of here. We've got to vote them out so we don't have them in office anymore, because as long as they stay in office, they will cause more problems. So what do? We get rid of the Republicans by voting them out in November. They are already talking. Check this out. Here's how stupid and crazy this is. The Republican Party is already talking about this. They're talking about if they are reelected in November, what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to shut down the government right away, and they are going to totally take away Social Security. This is a fact. Look it up. They are going to take away Social Security day one when they get elected or reelected back in office. This is what the Republicans are going to do, take away Social Security. So your grandma or somebody you know that is on Social Security will not have Social Security anymore. How are they going to survive? Who the fuck knows? Because they are going to take a break by shutting down the government, and they're going to say that they can't afford to pay the Social Security, because once they shut the government down, everything else is not going to be paid. No post offices, none of that shit. They're going to shut it down on day one, and they're going to shut it down for a long time. So your Social Security is about to go bye-bye if they are reelected. Look it up. Look it up. It is the truth. It's been said by Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. By the way, lying Ted Cruz, the fucking idiot himself, was in New York at a baseball game. And here's what, now listen to this. He was really greeted from New Yorkers with this response. I love it.
Hi, Mr. Cruz, how are you?
Good morning.
So, you know, I got to ask you, were you pretty pissed that Yankee fans were, like, booing you?
It was an awesome game. It was spectacular, and I appreciated the great New York hospitality. I'll tell you what I told Yankees fans who came down to Houston. I was at game two with my daughter. There were some Yankees fans. I said, look, we're going to be polite, we're going to treat you wonderfully, and sorry, I hope we whip your ass. So it was a great game. And I got to say, the Yankees are one of the best ball teams ever to play the game, and they are dangerous as all get out. We're lucky to get out of here in four, and I'm grateful for time of the life.
I love it.
And so Ted Cruz was greeted by the Yankee fans by telling him, fuck you, Ted Cruz. Fuck you, Ted Cruz. Do you remember when Donald Trump said your wife was ugly? Fuck you, Ted Cruz. That's what they were chanting. I think it's great. It's the most beautiful thing in the world when you hear Ted Cruz being attacked by people who don't like him. So Ted Cruz was at a baseball game in New York. And while he was in New York, they started to really chant, and when they were chanting this, it was so fucking funny that they were chanting, fuck you, Ted Cruz. And I think that we have to realize that Ted Cruz, people just didn't want to be around this man anymore, right? They didn't like it. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't like Ted Cruz. And, they basically were out there saying what they felt was justified. And so when they were out there, they were like, you know, saying, fuck you, Ted Cruz. And I think I have the audio, and if I do, I really want you guys to hear it, because it's a fucking funny audio. Would you like to hear the Yankees game where Ted Cruz is being booed by his by the fans? It's the best, man. Because see, people are done with Ted Cruz. They're done with him. I think it's because that people have had enough of the Republican Party. And they were chanting this because of, the whole situation with abortions and going after women's rights and so forth and so on. Before I play that, let's go. I want to show you something different here. So Ted Cruz was not only greeted on that, but he went on to The View and he got attacked again. Here's what happened on The View. I thought it was funny. Again, he was attacked twice. Here it is.
Ladies.
The View descended into absolute chaos during Ted Cruz's visit to the set, and I got a couple of clips. So this is just after I shot the video about Ted Cruz being booed at Yankee Stadium. This is another example of protesters bugging Ted Cruz, though I think he likes the attention personally. But here is what happened, and I'm also going to show you a second clip of when they were forced to break and what caused that. First here, this is the initial protest. These are climate protesters arguing that they want to see more climate change coverage on The View.
It's very simple. If you look at inflation, the Nobel laureate economist Milton Friedman explained that in the United States, inflation has one cause and one cause only. Inflation in the United States has one cause and one cause only, and that is when the federal government spends too much money.
Okay.
We have seen trillions and trillions of dollars spent by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Just last year, the federal government took in $4 trillion in tax revenues, most money in history we've ever taken in. The problem is we spent nearly $7 trillion, and that's what's
driving. We do cover climate here, guys. Ladies, excuse us.
Let us do our job. We hear what you have to say, but you gotta go. You gotta let us do our job.
They
weren't even protesting you.
You
gotta let us do our job.
I couldn't even hear what they were protesting.
Well, I take back what I said about the Yankees.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're accusing us of not covering climate change, and we do that almost. Well, I really.
All right. So I have a second clip coming up when they were forced to go to break. First here on this. This really appears to be about a protest, or it appears to be a protest about The View and how The View doesn't cover climate change enough, I guess. I don't watch The View enough to really give any assessment on that. But, you know, it's kind of funny. This has happened 2 days in a row now to Ted Cruz when he was at Yankee Stadium. That video may be up before this one, after this one. I don't know how this is all happening at once. It feels weird to post two Ted Cruz videos in one day, but that's the news today. So this is, to give you more context around this conversation, this from Dr. Luisa Marcela Osa says, Ted Cruz gets asked about reproductive rights on The View, and he talks about the economy. So I'm going to guess the full interview would show that. And instead of calling him on evading the question, they move on to the economy. This is why the media is a problem. Sounds like there are climate protesters in the audience. The View is just not very good at conducting interviews with politicians. This is what I've noticed. This is why they probably shouldn't have on someone like Ted Cruz unless they're willing to, or unless they understand how to actually challenge him. And it sounds like they failed on that front, at least when it comes to reproductive rights. Another comment here from Matt says, Ted Cruz just went on The View to say the 2020 election was stolen, in case you're wondering how the GOP's misinformation campaign is being aired on network TV 2 years after Jan 6. So again, I have not seen the full interview, but Matt Negrin is a reliable individual, so I trust what he's saying here. But again, showing The View, not that great at this stuff. And this is just one example of many examples of The View getting things wrong. And, you know, occasionally Sonny Hostin there, you know, has good positions, will say the right thing. But it is not the norm from what I have seen. But again, not a regular viewer. Maybe things have changed dramatically since, what's her face? I'm so glad I forgot her name. Megan McCain. Oh, my God, I forgot her name. Wonderful. Megan McCabe, since she left The View. Maybe it's gotten better. I don't know. But here is the moment that Ted Cruz was, well, I don't say forced off air, but no, that The View was forced off air because of something yelled at Ted Cruz. Someone in the crowd was saying, F you, and which was apparently bleeped out before it was put to air.
Biggest reason people at home are saying, okay, is my life better today than it was 2 years ago? And I think for the vast majority of Americans, the answer is no.
All right, so those gaps in audio there were not me. That's from the show. There's about, I think, a seven-second delay, so there's somebody on the button ready to, you know, bleep anything out. So someone in the crowd yelling, fuck you, Ted Cruz, and they were forced to go to commercial. Now, quickly, since he brought up the economy and lying through his ass about inflation, there are several stories on this now about how corporations are raising prices as their profits are surging, using inflation as the example of that, or as the excuse to do that. So there's a Guardian analysis on this showing how much they've increased prices. They write here, the analysis of Securities and Exchange Commission filings for 100 U.S. corporations found net profits up by a median of 49%, and in one case by as much as 111,000%. Those increases came as companies saddled customers with higher prices and all but 10 executed massive stock buyback programs or bumped dividends to enrich investors. So using inflation as the cover, they are clearly screwing people. So any bullshit Ted Cruz had about Ted Cruz is there to represent massive corporations and the wealthy. That's why he's in the Senate. So any lies he discussed there about inflation or people are struggling or all any bullshit, he's so full of crap. And there's another analysis here from the Economic Policy Institute from April. Corporate profits have contributed disproportionately to inflation. How should policymakers respond? And again, they have a lot of data here showing how high corporate profits are. Meanwhile, labor costs are down, and they're just, again, completely screwing people in various ways, be it low wages, high prices, stock buybacks. I mean, all of this, again, this is how capitalism operates. If they can get away with it, if these corporations can get away with it, and right now they can because they can use inflation as the cover, then they will do it. And you're not seeing a lot of that covered in the mainstream press. Again, they're talking about, oh, inflation, somehow it's all Biden's fault, even though it's a global issue and these corporations are screwing people worldwide. The conversation around this is so dishonest, and very few people are actually calling this out that have a platform, be it, you know, cable news. Maybe The View did. I don't know. Didn't see the full interview, but I would be surprised. But there you go.
All right. So we are back. So you just heard some of the stuff that happened on The View. Now, again, Ted Cruz was booed. He was ridiculed, and he was cuffed out on The View. But not only that, but then Ted Cruz was actually really hackled at this New York game. Here's what happened.
Ted Cruz, RTX, was flipped off by fans at New York's Yankee Stadium as he attended the game to show support for the Houston Astros against the New York Yankees. The Astros won the game to become the American League champions Sunday night. However, Ted Cruz witnessed an unprecedented moment when he took some LS by several spectators at the stadium. Incidentally, booing a politician at a public gathering is not uncommon anymore. Recently, floater Jill Biden was hooted down at an Eagles game. Cruz's detractors went a step ahead and flipped a bird at him in order to publicly humiliate him, according to photos accessed by NY Post. In the now-viral photos, the Texan senator got a Bronx welcome after at least three people flipped a bird at him. The photos showed Cruz waving at the fans when the three men, seen near the Politico, showed him the middle finger. Another person was seen showing a thumbs down at the waving senator, reported fan-sided. Prior to this embarrassment, Cruz posted a selfie from the stadium with #GothTros in the caption. At one point, he left fans wondering as to whose side he was on. It happened when
So Ted Cruz was really ridiculed at the New York game. Anyway, another thing that's kind of crazy is the whole thing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump and the classified document scandal. So here is what happened with that, with the Bob Woodward thing. There's new audio showing that Bob Woodward shows that Donald Trump was talking about the classified documents in his interview. How stupid is this guy?
What's also revealing, Anderson, is how Trump seems to need to try to impress Bob Woodward, including at times telling him about classified information.
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing, all right? Especially because they have 1,332 nuclear warheads.
It's funny, the relationships I have, the tougher and meaner they are, the better I get along with them. You'll explain that to me someday, okay? But maybe it's not a bad thing. The easy ones are the ones I maybe don't like as much or don't get along with as much.
Woodward says he was never able to verify the weapon system, Anderson, but he uses it as an example of just how casual, dangerous, cavalier, those are quotes from Woodward, that Trump is about classified information. The audio also has another recurring theme. Trump, over and over and over, tells Woodward just how tough he is.
There's nobody that's tougher than me. Nobody's tougher than me. You ask me about impeachment. I'm under impeachment, and you said, you know, you just act like you just won. Nixon was in a corner with his thumb in his mouth.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton took it very, very hard. I just do things, okay?
It's classic Trump, Anderson. I do what I want to do. Of course, it's also a stark reminder of the Trump presidency as he is floating that he wants to run again in 2024.
So some of this audio we'd heard in 2020
right.
around the publication of Woodward's book, Rage, how much of this is never before heard, not just from Donald Trump, but also from his aides?
Well, there are more than 8 hours, so there's a lot we've never heard before. And there are absolutely new interviews with Trump's then National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, his deputy, Matthew Pottinger. And throughout the recordings, you hear in the background what I would describe as Trump's court. These are advisors, allies, family, people who are in the room. You hear Melania Trump, Senator Lindsey Graham. And the audio also gives an inside glimpse of Trump's inner circle. Like this exchange, this is in 2016 when then candidate Trump was asked whether he expects government employees to sign non-disclosure agreements. And his son, Don Jr., chimes in.
Corey has one. Hope has one. Did you sign one?
Steven has one.
Steven has
Donnie
one.
Donnie has one.
I don't got one. I'm in the middle of the book, baby.
No, I forget. Don has two. He's the one I'm most worried about.
Yeah, I'm not getting next week's paycheck until I sign one.
Do you think
and
these
said,
are airtight
are you,
agreements?
Yeah, totally.
That,
I think they're very airtight. And
that
very,
no one could
yeah,
write a
I
book.
I think they're
or,
extremely airtight. I don't like people to take your money and then say bad things about you, okay?
I'm not getting next week's paycheck until I sign one. Anderson, finally, the audiobook ends with Bob Woodward, who does commentary throughout the 8 hours, saying that his past assessments of Trump were not harsh enough. In the epilogue, Woodward says, quote, Trump is an unparalleled danger. The record now shows that Trump has led and continues to lead a seditious conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election, which in effect is an effort to destroy democracy, end quote.
Wow. So that, you know, so you have to understand that Donald Trump is very dangerous. And that just goes to show it right there in that audio clip, that he'll tell anybody about classified documents. What a fucking moron. Okay, so, you know, that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with stupid Trump supporters. Trump himself, the idiot, the man, the myth, the legend, the fucking dictator, Donald Trump. Let's get to Halloween.
Ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horathon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, 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 happy Halloween, Halloween.
If the, you know, this is a Halloween that doesn't even talk about or even have Michael Myers in it, but it's an awesome movie. It's one of my favorites. Halloween 3, if you haven't seen it, you gotta look at it. It's pretty cool. It really is. I don't know. I think that's one of my favorites. I think that when it comes to pretty much any of this stuff, I think that, you know, honestly, Halloween itself is probably going to be the movie, right? Because when you hear that theme, you start thinking of Michael Myers is around the corner, right? Where is he? Where is he? I don't know. I always think about that kind of side. You know, and that's it's a really a good movie. I think Halloween is really, you know, I think it's one of my favorite ones. I don't know. How many of you guys think so? Because, you know, when you think about Halloween movies, The Exorcist, oh, my God, The Exorcist is like the creepiest movie. That's the one that probably gives me nightmares is The Exorcist. I got to be honest with you. On the creep scale, The Exorcist is definitely the top of the creepiness. I don't know if anybody out there agrees with me on that, but I think that when you're thinking of these movies, The Exorcist is like just so realistic. Freddy Krueger. Oh, my God, that's another one. How many people actually watched that movie, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, and could not even sleep or try to sleep because they were afraid if they go to bed that, you know, Freddy Krueger would come in the dreams and get you? I thought about that all the time, man. It was like one of the creepiest ones, man. Did you know that Johnny Depp was in A Nightmare on Elm Street? He was in one of those Nightmare on Elm Street movies. He was really young, but he's in the bedroom scene where he gets killed and in the bed, and you know, of course, Freddy Krueger slices the shit out of him and everything. But yeah, he's actually in the movie. Psycho. Oh my God! Like even the movie Psycho. What a good movie. You know, because here's the thing about Psycho. Even though it's an older movie, they used in the, I don't know, a lot of people may not know this or not, but in the movie Psycho, they actually used Hershey's chocolate syrup for the blood. Because it was black and white, they needed something to be dark and look like blood, and so they used Hershey chocolate syrup. Very smart, very smart. Especially with what they didn't have back then. You got to think the technology and so forth wasn't really advanced. So they didn't have really anything to go by. And so they had to show something that would look really a lot like blood. And so they used this chocolate syrup, and it was just a perfect idea, perfect way of doing that. But all these different movies that are out there. And then you got the new movies like Scream and Final Destination. I think Final Destination is even kind of scary, you know, because you start thinking about death. And that's what's the biggest thing that scares everybody? Thinking about death, right? How you're going to die. And so when you think about the Final Destination movie, you start thinking about, how am I going to die? And these things show people dying, you know, a horrible death, and seeing the premonition of the death of how it's going to happen. I mean, that's just like the best of being scary. So I would say Final Destination, definitely these movies are scary. Then if you've never, I got to tell you, there's another movie out there that if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. I think you can look it up on YouTube. But my mother-in-law always would get us involved in watching these type of movies. And she wanted me to watch a film that was actually supposedly was realistic. It was supposed to be really real. And it was called The Faces of Death. And if you haven't seen this movie, you got to see it. It's supposed to be a documentary of people dying in horrible ways. So if you haven't seen the movie, go to YouTube, look it up, Faces of Death, and watch the movie. You will not be disappointed, I can tell you that. If you're looking for something to watch and you want to watch something that's really spooky and shit, that's the movie. Poltergeists, right? The Poltergeist movies. Oh my God, those are even the whole thing about the television set. Now, I'm old school, right? I was born in 1973, so I'm pretty much old school. And so, yeah, back in the day, they used to have television sets would actually go into the fuzzy screen, where we call it the snow. You know, it's black and white little dots, and it'd be like... Exactly. So these type of things that you've seen on the TV... they would always play the national anthem at the very end of the broadcast. And then they would play the national anthem, and then it would just go to that black and white snow screen. That was the end of the broadcasting, right? This was really creepy because it's realistic, right? And then all of a sudden Poltergeist has to show her playing in front of the TV or sitting in front of the TV. And then going, they're here, you know, that just that whole thing is so creepy. It gave me nightmares, man. And then the clown, oh God. The clown in Poltergeist, the freaking clown. What was it, sitting in a chair and then was under the fucking bed. And then you're like, oh my God, what the hell is that? And you just know it's going to be creepy, right? But these are the creepy movies, right? These are the creepy movies. Poltergeist. And you know, did you know that a lot, pretty much all the people who played in Poltergeist, the girl, they all really died. She died of pneumonia. I mean, this is kind of like realistic shit, right? Because that's what we're seeing. But anyway, all this stuff did happen. You have not only Poltergeist, then you go into other movies. Here's another movie that actually is one of those movies where you're thinking, shit, you know, kind of spooky in a sense. It, right? The movie It. I will always be terrified of clowns for that reason. Now, something that really bothers me more than clowns is dolls. I cannot stand going into somebody's home where they collect these porcelain little dolls. And I got to tell you, man, if you've never been in one of these homes, first off, anybody who's collecting this shit, oh my God, the dolls look so innocent, right? But then you look at their faces and the porcelain eyes and how they look so realistic. And then you're starting to sit there and think, are these things watching me? Are they watching me? Are they following me when I walk? And then you start thinking, man, if I go to bed, is these things going to start walking up in the middle of the night and then I'm going to wake up with this thing strangling me or in my face? I'm telling you, dolls are fucking creepy. I don't care what anybody says. I don't do dolls. If I go into somebody's home and see a doll sitting there, it will blow. I mean, it freaks me the shit out. But then I started thinking about, like, Raggedy Ann dolls. Oh, my God, even those things. My sister had a Raggedy Ann doll. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Those Raggedy Ann dolls are not, I mean, those are scary shit. I don't know if anybody's ever been around a Raggedy Ann doll or seen these things, but they're spooky. They truly, really are spooky. They used to have these one dolls that used to, the face would actually pop, you know, you could fold it and it would be a different face or whatever. Has anybody ever seen any of these type of dolls? I mean, these are something that I remember as a kid, seeing these dolls where the face pops and it slips, you know, like you pop it, you fold it, and it goes to a different face. And I think it was supposed to be a boy and a girl. I don't remember. I don't really remember the damn thing. All I remember is it gave me nightmares. It did. It gave me nightmares just thinking about that. But these are real fucking dolls, man. These are real freaky things. And people like to collect this stuff, and I'm thinking, are you fucking nuts for collecting it? Creepy, creepy shit. And then I remember the movie where they, you know, Stephen King, man, he brought out a lot of different movies. And it was a Stephen King movie where he brought out did anybody ever see this movie? If you haven't seen this movie, I'm going to talk about a Stephen King movie you may have never even seen. If you're young, you probably have never seen it. I guarantee you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. See, when you think of Stephen King, you think of the movies like Thinner, or you think of Pet Sematary, which I hate that fucking movie too, but Pet Sematary and all these different movies that Stephen King has done. The Shining, right? The Shining is like the creepiest. Here's Johnny, you know. Jack Nicholson, what a perfect, perfect actor for that movie, The Shining. That movie right there, oh my God. That was a creepy fucking movie. And that place that they filmed it, did you know that it's actually really a haunted location? It really truly is a haunted location. It's a hotel. But it really is a haunted location. I think it's in Denver, if I'm not mistaken. If you haven't seen the movie The Shining, you got to see that. And then you need to look up the realistic haunting behind the hotel itself. But anyway, all these movies, oh my God, these movies were just the movies of terror. But anyway, Stephen King, going back to what I was saying, this movie that you might have seen, you might not have seen it. There was a movie, and I remember it as a kid. My friend and I, we used to always love watching this movie. And it had Michael Caine in the movie. I don't know. So he had Michael Caine, and the movie was called, The Hand. If you've never seen the movie The Hand, you got to watch it. Anyway, it's based on this guy that's driving down the road. He has his hand out the window, and a fucking semi goes by and knocks his hand off. The hand goes into the grass, and then it starts to come alive. And then the hand starts to come back after him. It's killing all these people. It's one of those things. It's like a fucking nightmare thing, right? Because you're looking for the hand. it's not like, you know, it's not like, what was that? The Monsters or whatever, the Thing, the Addams Family, The Thing. It's not like that hand. It's a hand like that, but it's not like The Thing. It's more like The Hand, the killer. So these are type of movies that I always have to say that are kind of the creepy ones. Now, even the movies, if I go back and look at the old movies, I mean, hell, Bela Lugosi and Dracula, Oh man, what a perfect movie. There was a movie that was out. It was a vampire movie. It was called The Salem's Lot. Have you guys seen this movie, Salem's Lot? Oh my God. I used to get terrified and looking at my window, because the little boy, when he became a vampire, he'd go to the window and start, you know, scraping on the window. You know, he'd be scraping on the window, like, let me in. And he was a vampire. And I still think about that. I'm thinking about that movie right now, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, how crazy is that movie? Gave me serious nightmares, man. And that's one of those movies, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it. Salem's Lot. So, you know, you think about these movies, and you start thinking about all the ones that they produced and the creepiness of these movies and how they created it. Some of these movies, they've created like sequels to them, and it's just gotten really bad. The latest sequel is Halloween, right? And I think it's called Halloween Kills, or no, Halloween's End, The End. It's out in the movies right now. It's on Paramount and all that. Let me just tell you this. Or Peacock. It's on Peacock. I do know that. This movie is really, really stupid because it is not, it's not what you think it is. To me, I think that this movie is probably the dumbest movie that they've ever made. And it's part of the sequel line, right? But it's a really, really dumb movie. If you haven't seen it, don't go see it. Don't waste your money. Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to waste your money if you go and rent this fucking movie, man. I'm telling you, it's that damn dumb. Don't waste your money. I'm telling you. It's not what you think it is. It's nothing to do with Michael Myers, by the way. It's like telepathic murderers and shit like that. It's just so damn stupid. So, if you haven't had a chance, you got to go and see these movies like this because, you know, it's Halloween time. It's scary time. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, great movie, right? These are the movies I always bring up. The Blob. I still like the old-fashioned Blob movie, right? You know, these are movies that are really cool. You know, they didn't have much, technical shit. So it's pretty interesting how they did it and how they did these movies. And they could make people get creeped out just by the sounds of the music, the sounds of the background, the correct lighting, the shading, the so forth. It just was perfect. But The Blob. Night of the Living Dead. Wow. First zombie movie, right? So these are pretty scary movies. Chucky. I think Chucky is really good. Chucky, to me, the first Chucky was pretty good. I think that when I started getting into the other Chuckies, I would like to say that it was more like a comical Chucky. Because then you're like, okay, you can't, you know, it's kind of funny the way he is. You know, he's kind of like that. So who's Chucky? Well, Chucky's now this little nice kid, you know, little nice doll. So if you haven't seen Jack Frost, you got to watch Jack Frost. It's fucking funny. These are the type of movies that are just out there that's pretty cool. These are just things I can bring up on the show that I think that's pretty hilarious movies. But anyway, I don't want to get too much into the movies, and I will say this, that tomorrow on the show, we got Stephen Douglas Kane Jr. He's a horror flick person, man. This man is claimed to know a lot about Halloween movies and horror movies in general. He will be here on the show tomorrow night, so please join us. It's going to be a pretty cool show. I can't wait for it. So tune in tomorrow. It's going to be great. It starts at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which goes in Thursday. So technically Thursday morning, 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss out on it because it's a really good, it'll be a really good show. And if you think you can stump him, please do. I might even give you a prize. I don't know yet. Okay, so let's go ahead. We're going to end up the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And then please, if you have any questions, email us at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. And again, I'm Jerry Williams. This is Real Blue Politics. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you again.